As Hurricane Helene flooded communities and cut off communication, residents who were grasping for information sought it out on social media. What they found often wasn't helpful, as NPR's Wo Jing-nan reports.
Avery Doe has been on social media all day and night since she evacuated her apartment in Hendersonville, North Carolina, with her baby daughter.
Just trying to find any information I can whatsoever. It has been consuming me.
She saw clips of her flooded hometown on TikTok.
I can't even comprehend it because, like, I walk those streets.
She's joined neighborhood Facebook groups and gotten news from neighbors, some of whom she's never met. But some social platforms also offered less useful information. Several TikTok videos spreading conspiracy theories about the flood got over a million views. And that's a far cry from what has been happening on X, formerly Twitter. One of the most viewed posts about the storm falsely claims it was created by a weather modification tool in order to suppress pro-Trump voters ahead of the election. It has over 10 million views.
I've been doing this for a long time, and there's always questions about, like, is this storm, you know, man-made or is it natural?
Amber Silver teaches emergency management at the University of Albany. And to be clear, there's no evidence that it was the result of some weather-altering tool.
But the scale of that amount of chatter with Helene was unexpected.
She says that X's predecessor, Twitter, used to be useful for people before and after a disaster.
When people were sharing pictures of themselves at the grocery stores with carts full of supplies or standing in line to get gas or standing in line at Home Depot, like buying a generator, people felt internal pressure to prepare for the storm too.
Twitter's reach also helped survivors and responders share information, like the location of emergency shelters and road closures.
It has been, historically, very influential in, like, disaster preparedness response.
All of that has changed since Elon Musk acquired Twitter and transformed it to X, where conspiracy theories and scams have flourished.
The kind of difference here that we're experiencing is just the amount of kind of maybe unuseful tweets that you have to dig through to be able to find the useful, actionable ones.
That's Samantha Montano, an assistant professor of emergency management at Massachusetts Maritime Academy.
That's a real challenge because in a disaster, you don't necessarily have time to be digging through all of that.
For her part, Avery Doe is glued to her phone where she's sheltering. She says she wants to know whether all her family survived, what's next for recovery, and when she can feel a sense of normalcy again. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.